Beloved, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. I want you to think about that here this morning as we consider the words here of Peter writing to the church. This is the second general epistle of Peter. And consider the church of today, the church of America. And sadly, beloved, I'm afraid that many of these things, there's no adding because there's no presence at all. And but the command here is to add. So the implication is that these things already exist. There's already faith, and we're to add to it virtue, and if there's virtue, we're to add knowledge, and so on. And finally ending up adding to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you, it says here in verse 8 of chapter 1, and abound, they make you that ye shall be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. I would like to take a special emphasis here of the word do. If you do these things, you shall never fall. What things should we do? We should be diligent to make our calling and election sure, and to check and make sure that we are adding each day, that we are growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. These very things that are described are the character traits of God himself, are they not? And so what it's saying is if you do these things, you are sure of your calling and election. And then in verse 11 it says, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So as I finish out my week here of the daily inspiration, I've been blessed to consider the unseen things. We've been blessed to learn about trusting in God, and there was, of course, a lot of places we could have gone to look at that. And we also have been blessed to look at the kingdom of God and to consider that there is a kingdom which is unseen, but it's eternal in the heavens. And there's a place that's reserved for each one of us which will faithfully serve and follow the Lord. And here we have, so an entrance is ministered unto you abundantly. And that to me is a great comfort. I hope it is to you as well, an inspiration to consider that we have received an abundant entrance. And the blessed part of this is, it says, into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I encourage you sometime to take out a concordance and to open it up and to begin to look at how many references there are to the kingdom of God. And I think you'll begin to realize that even though we can't see it physically, we can see the effects of it. It's like this spirit that works in a man, and it's referred to as like the wind that pushes a ship. You can't see it, but you can see the effect of it. And we can see the effect of the kingdom of God, and we know the kingdom of God is a real thing, is something real. And we also can recognize here that the kingdom of God is reserved to them which do the words of the Lord Jesus. In other words, those which are willing to be subject to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So once again, I encourage you, beloved, to be subject to the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not be tossed about with every wind of doctrine. There are, sadly, far too many that will give some excuse for why we should not obey the Lord Jesus. But he is the King, after all. And as times get troublous and troubled, and however you want to say that, as times go on, and we may find that there's more and more and more challenge to our Christian life, beloved, let us continue to serve the King. Let us make our calling and election sure, because we must remember that such an entrance has been ministered abundantly unto us into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Isn't that a blessed thing to consider? That as saints, we have entered into the everlasting kingdom. It's not a temporary kingdom. It's not something of this world. You know, I remember learning in my history class that there was no society, no modern society, that had ever survived for more than 400 years. It destroyed itself on its own pride and pomp and circumstance and all of those things. And I remember that was part of what we thought about when we hit the bicentennial in 1976. We said, you know, this country has been around for 200 years. Well, it's not an everlasting country, beloved. This United States of America will fail someday. The people that we might put our trust in, they're just people. They're just men, and they will fail. But, you know, there is an everlasting kingdom, and we have abundantly received an entrance. So bless God for that. I hope you're encouraged this morning. If you've been encouraged, I encourage you to leave a message. Use mailbox 99 after this message, and you can go ahead and leave us a voicemail. So God bless you as you seek to follow the Lord Jesus Christ.